Hey, we'd like for you to get involved in our uniform drawing contest for a chance to win a jersey from the Nashville Predators, Nashville SC, the Sounds, Vanderbilt Football, and MTSU Basketball. You can download a jersey template from thegamenashville.com or draw your own and submit your own chance to win. Game listeners will then vote for the top three uniforms in each category, hockey, soccer, football, basketball, and baseball, and the winners will get a jersey from that sport. Enter today at thegamenashville.com. Sounds like a very, very fun contest. Get those creative juices flowing. Speaking of creative juices, tonight at 6 o'clock, Chase McAbey will be Facebook Living, Zoom interviewing. He will turn into fanboy. Maybe not. He hasn't decided
I'll behave.
And he is going to be interviewing Tom Glavine. It's amazing. He's done Nate Washington and Lorenzo Neal and always had somebody with him, but this particular interview, nobody with him. That's interesting. Oh. Wanted to go solo.
Yeah, I figured I'd just take this one solo.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So tell everybody who you're talking to.
Tom Glavine, the Hall of Famer. Tom Glavine from the Braves, and he pitched for another team, but we don't really talk about that much. We don't bring that up. But yeah, we'll talk to him. Get to tell some stories. Like I said, it's been top of mind with some of the games that they've been showing, and he's a Cy Young winner. He was a part of those teams. In Atlanta in the 90s, and yes, the other team, the Mets. I'll even ask him about that whole, you know, leaving Atlanta to go to one of the arch rivals of the Braves, and then his return. I was actually at his first game back in Atlanta when he pitched for the Braves, returned in 2008. I was at that game on opening day, so we'll get into all of that. Willie, I watched your Mets last night.
Yeah, I saw a picture you sent. What were you sending me?
That was the 99.
I was hoping for a video.
That was 99 NLCS. The final game, the walk-off walk.
That was the game you were watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a bummer, man. I'll never forget that. The Mets were down 3-0 in that series. Won the last two, including the walk-off single, or Grand Slam single, as it's called, Robin Ventura. In a game that I think went 15 innings to get it back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the Mets were in good position to pull it off and win to send it to a game 7, which would have been unbelievable. It would have been 5 years before the Red Sox actually did pull it off in 2004. And I was just getting to a point in my mind where this could happen. And the Braves, of course, broke the Mets' hearts as they did so many times during that era there. Yeah, and then the Kenny Rogers with the walk-off walk. I still cannot fathom that.
By the way, we didn't have time to get to it. You just brought up Eddie Perez. I was absolutely going to ask our guest, Paul Byrd, who was fantastic. If you didn't hear Paul Byrd, who started the last hour with us, came on at high noon. And that's, by the way, let's just say we apologize that we weren't able to get to the calls on You Just Made the List. We were really crammed in there. In a short amount of time, had to get to Dr. Peter Cobb because of his schedule. And Paul Byrd was great. We just didn't realize we were going to have that many great stories and go that long with Paul Byrd. He was fantastic. And so it kind of jammed us up. So we apologize, but we'll go on and push that Party Foul gift card over to trivia. But I was going to ask him, do you guys remember the Eddie Perez and Paul Byrd brawl?
I do.
Yeah, and he openly talks about it, so I felt comfortable to ask it. Sometimes you never know. I'm pretty sure that he's comfortable talking about it. I know he's talked about it before.
He and Eddie have talked about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Eddie obviously, you know, the Braves, they used to be teammates.
Eddie was on the coaching staff for a long time.
Yeah, so, yeah, they've talked about it, and so I know he's openly and publicly talked about it, so I knew it was going to be okay to bring it up. But, yeah, I was going to bring up the – we didn't have time, and he was so good, and we'll have to save it for next time. But the next time we get Paul Byrd on, I'll ask him about the Eddie Perez scuffle, which I'm sure we'll have him. You know, I want to hear him tell the story. It's fantastic.
And we'll have him on again for sure. Real quick to wrap up, one thing I was going to bring up with that 99 NLCS is, and this was the era I remember. Like, I remember watching that game and watching that series, and then the unfortunate sweep by the Yankees. But the amount of managers that were playing in that game, you mentioned Robin Ventura is one of them, Willie. But Walt Weiss, Isaac Guillen, both Braves. And those are the three that come top of mind. But I was cracking up. I was like, man, Walt Weiss, who's now on the Braves coaching staff as the bench coach. But funny to see them playing that game. And I told the story this morning, but when they got swept by the Yankees, I was in the sixth grade, and my teacher was a huge Yankees fan from New York, just ginormous Yankees fan. So I walk in the next day after the sweep, and I'm bummed out about it. And she says, hey, Chase, can you help me for a second? And I said, what's that? And she goes, can you hand me that broom over there? And then puts her Yankees hat on.
Oh, wow. Like, oh, savage. Yeah, that's nice. Wow.
You would like that.
Savage to a kid. Man. Dang. Whew.
That was good. Good times.
All right. We have got gift cards to Party Foul, Payway, and Puckett's. Hello. The Puckett's gift card is a $50 gift card.
Let's go.
Hello. Party Foul, $25 gift card. Hello. I'm getting hungry just talking about all this stuff. All right, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Please don't make Willie give the speech. I mean, I know it always works, but can we just know? We've been doing this now long enough on Fridays. Can we just know? Just get involved. Like, I mean, if Willie has to, and he has to give the powwow speech, come on, let's go, guys. He gets up on his chair at home, and he's screaming, and Stanley probably runs off. But, you know, and it works. You guys call in. We load up the lines. But let's just load them up. How about that? Load them up. All right. My category is going to be Titans/Oilers. Titans/Oilers. Willie, what's your category?
Mine will be
New York Mets.
Like last week. No. Baseball Hall of Famers.
Baseball Hall of Famers.
Who am I? Okay. Baseball Hall of Famers.
I like
last week was football, so this week we do baseball.
Okay. Chase?
I'm going NBA jersey numbers, where I'll give you the number, you just give me the player.
Oh.
I got hints.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have your guitar?
I do have the guitar.
So there is going to be a lifeline?
There will be a lifeline.
Okay. The lifeline, if you have not heard this, you can request the lifeline. Chase will play you a song on his guitar. You have to answer the song correctly, and you stay alive. You basically get whatever category you were in, you just keep going. And if that was for the win, then you can do that for the win.
Yes.
So just in case you're new to Friday trivia.
There's going to be a visual part of this too, because at 1:30 I'm trying this out. I'm going to go on Twitter Live so you can see me play the guitar. You can see that it's really me.
We've talked about your beard. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I've thought about that I might trim the beard up for Glav. Might have to do that.
Oh, so you're the gap between the end of the show to Glavin, you may decide to shower and put some deodorant on, brush your teeth, and trim the beard, huh?
Yes, I might do that.
Yeah, you're headed toward fanboy. There's no doubt. I think you're leaning toward, in the next 4+ hours, you're going to get to fanboy stage.
We'll see.
All right. Load them up. 615-737-1025. Those are the categories. You must answer one from each category to win these cool gift cards. You can pick. Whenever you win, we'll put you on hold. You can tell Marquise which one you want. All right. We'll come back. Friday Night Trivia next. The Titans have announced their dates and times for their preseason opponents. August 15th at Washington to take on the Redskins. That will be a Saturday, a 1 o'clock kickoff. 1 o'clock, these are all on our time zone, Central Time Zone. 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, August 15th against the Redskins. Saturday, August 22nd will be the first home preseason game. It'll be versus the New York Giants. That'll be under the lights for half the game. 7 o'clock kickoff. Then August 29th, also another Saturday, they're down in Tampa to take on the Bucs. That's the third preseason game, which typically is what?
The dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
The one that you guys overreact to the most.
Yes. All those answers were correct. Does that mean Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski and the new look Bucks will play, you know, maybe into the second half? I don't know. 6 o'clock kickoff for that game. So a 6 o'clock kickoff, Bucks and Titans, Saturday night, August 29th. That is down in Tampa. Then they close out their preseason. A Thursday night game here, September 3rd, versus the Bears, 7 o'clock kickoff. So there you go. The opponents we knew, but now you've got the dates and times for the Titans preseason schedule. All right, let's go to Rob. By the way, number 615-737-1025. Rob, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Good afternoon, guys.
You've heard the categories, Titans slash Oilers, Who Am I?, Baseball Hall of Famers, and Chase has NBA jersey numbers.
Let's start with the Titans, Oilers, Who Am I?
Titans, well, it's not Who Am I. It's just Titans slash Oilers. It could be anything, but it covers both franchises when they were in Houston and here. Okay. Mine is very simple, Rob. Who has made more field goals than any other kicker in Titans slash Oilers franchise history? 246 field goals made. I guess you could say, Who Am I?
Who Am I? I'm going to go with Al Del Greco.
Al Del Greco says Rob, who could have gone with Rob Baronis, but instead goes with Al Del Greco, and he is correct. Well done. Del Greco made 7 more field goals than Rob Baronis for the most made field goals in franchise history. So, well done. All right, where do you want to go next?
Let's go NBA jersey numbers.
All right, I'm going to give you the number and a hint, and then you tell me the player. It's that simple,
right,
and you can win. This number 3 played for the 76ers, and he was talking about practice, man.
Allen Iverson.
That is correct.
All right. Who Am I? Baseball Hall of Famers for the win. Willie.
All right. Drama building. And remember, you still have the lifeline. So if you don't feel like you can get this, then you can go name that tune with Chase McCabe. Want to play, remember? Yes.
Yes, sir.
615-737-1025. Get on the line so you can participate in this thing. All right. Who Am I? Baseball Hall of Famer. Born in Holland. Pitched for 22 years, but I never won a Cy Young Award. I pitched for the Twins, the Indians, the Pirates, the Angels, and the Rangers.
Hold on, you broke up on the last two teams, Willie. You broke up on the last two teams.
I pitched for the Twins, the Indians, the Pirates, the Angels, and the Rangers. And I pitched for 2 World Series champions. Who Am I?
I feel like I should know this one, but it's my weakest category. So instead of just on a wild guess out there, let me try to take the lifeline to get another question.
Actually, right. The lifeline, does he get another question, or is this for the win?
This would be for the win.
This is for the win.
This is for This is for the win.
I would guess the song.
Chase playing the guitar.
Yeah, this is now your new question. So guess the song right, Rob, and you're a winner.
All right, let's go, Chase.
Come on. You got to get this. Come on.
I think this is easier than my question.
Give Me 3 Steps by Leonard Skinner.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to take care of business.
I got to be honest. Chase, that was one of your easier ones. Well done.
Look,
sorry,
I'm
Rob.
I'm in a giving mood today. I want winners.
That was.
He didn't take care of business.
He didn't take care of business. That's what we were looking for. Rob, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
But wait, Rob, if you were to have guessed the Hall of Famer, who would you have guessed?
Yeah, he went away.
I think he dropped off.
He went away. Did you guys know?
I was racking my brain, Willie. I'm a little stunned. I kept waiting for a hint, and none of your things you threw out there. I know, but Twins, Indians, Rangers, Angels, 22 years from Holland, pitched for two World Series teams.
Pirates.
Was he a righty or a lefty?
He was a righty. One of those guys that was really about longevity. It took him a while to get in.
You never gave the time frame either.
287 wins. Yeah, that was. I didn't want to make it too easy, but okay. I thought I gave enough clues there. I'm not going to, just so people know, I'm not going to hit you with pre-World War II. Okay?
Yeah, please don't do that.
Post-World War II.
And please don't do that, because that would be.
And even if you want, I will say past, you know, past 1970.
Burt Blylevin.
Behome Blylevin.
Really? I didn't know that. I did not know that he was from Holland. You got me on that one.
I didn't know.
And honestly, I knew
he was born
Bert,
in Holland. He didn't.
Well, how long was it before he moved to the States? Do you know?
Oh, not very long. He grew up in California, I think. But
okay. Well, maybe that's what you threw me off with that.
That's why he's called the Dutchman.
Okay. Yeah. I knew he pitched a long time. I didn't realize also that Bert – I loved Burt Blylevin, by the way. He was one of my favorite Indians by far. Those teams, a lot of them weren't good.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he pitched for 22 years.
22 years. He won 287 games. And he was a guy that the analytics people kind of propped up and pushed. Because he didn't get a lot of early love. Because he didn't have a lot of spectacular seasons. He was just consistent year in and year out.
Well, he played on some bad teams.
And, yeah. But he did pitch for two. He did play on a lot of bad teams. But he did pitch for two World Series teams. The 79 Pirates and the 87 Twins.
Yeah, those Cleveland teams in the 80s, early 80s, not good. Although one of those teams, he had a really good year. Didn't he win 20 games for the Indians?
He won 19-7 in 1984.
Okay. I thought Burt Blylevin was underappreciated. I thought he was really good. I did. I know he pitched 22 years, but I thought he was a really good pitcher. Chase, you should appreciate him. He was rocking the beard back then, man.
Yeah, I'm the bearded brethren.
Yeah.
All about it. And I
he's in the Hall of Fame, so he's appreciated now.
So I turned on the Periscope, and I'm decked out in Braves gear. So, yeah, we're getting near fanboy.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Especially
Mr. Glavin, it's so nice to see you.
Especially if you toss one back. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie is up next, 615-737-1025. Robbie, where do you want to start?
Let's go NBA numbers.
Oof. Okay.
All right, right out of the gate.
Start with the NBA jersey.
Straight up. Let's do it.
All right. This number 30 for the Golden State Warriors is a two-time MVP and a three-time NBA champion.
You got to be Curry.
That is correct.
Okay, here you go.
You are in a generous mood today. I will say that.
You were worried I was going to make this really hard.
You've been in a
I don't know many 30s. I was kind of concerned on that. I know why. Second one, let's go with the Oilers/Titans.
Oilers/Titans. Okay. You know what? Let's stick with the jersey. You seem to be on the jersey numbers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just hang with me here. What number did Earl Campbell don with the Oilers?
That would be...
I know sometimes it was hard because he would get his jersey ripped off. The tearaway jerseys.
That's true. Absolutely. 34.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, man.
Yes, it's your final answer, Robbie.
Yes, it is. Yes, absolutely.
Because it is correct. 34.
Wasn't that Bo's number two?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I thought
yes, it
so.
Was. Okay. All right. You are exactly where Rob was at. You are two-thirds of the way to the finish line, but you've got to get Baseball Hall of Famers, who am I for the win?
Okay, all right.
Yes. Willie?
Who am I? And remember, you have your lifeline.
All right, go for it. Do I get the
question? I played for the Minnesota Twins and the California Angels. In a 10-year stretch from 1969 through 1978, I won the batting title 7 out of 10 years. I had over 3,000 hits in my career. But I never played in the World Series. Who am I? 7 American League batting titles in 10 years. From 1969 to 1978. Twins, and I hate to, Angels. 3,000 hits.
And I hate to say this, this guy passed away with cancer or something, had some kind of, or I think, because it was tobacco, I think he had a lip cancer, a throat cancer. Is that right? Can you confirm that?
He did, but he is still alive. He has had, he had issues with the... tobacco, yeah, but he is still alive.
Uh-huh. Okay. God.
You may be confusing him with another batting champion, but
yeah,
they both did have issues with chewing tobacco.
Right. Sure. Is it Kirby Puckett?
Is that your final building answer? The drama is building.
God. Yeah, let's go with it.
He wants it. Is it Kirby Puckett? It is not.
Who is it?
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew.
Would not have gotten that.
Who's got a book out? No. I think he just put a book out.
That's a good one. That was a tough one. Golly.
Okay. Robbie, well, we really appreciate it.
2 for 3, so hopefully yeah. Third time's a charm.
Hey, you're building. Remember, next Friday you can try to finish it off. You're almost there. Thanks for doing
this. That's right. Appreciate y'all. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Man, that was tough. Was he thinking of Tony Gwynn when he said the?
Yeah, that's what
I thought.
I think he was. He might have been thinking Tony Gwynn.
I thought he was going down the Tony Gwynn path.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's ironic they both had issues with chewing tobacco, and that's ultimately what caught up to Tony Gwynn.
Well,
Rod Carew also
had
a heart transplant. I don't know if you guys remember the we did. Remember I don't know if you guys saw the Bryant Gumbel piece on Rod Carew. It's an amazing story. He had a heart transplant, and he's bonded with the family whose son passed away and donated his heart. Just a really moving story for sure, but Rod Carew still hanging around, but what a great hitter.
He's got a book out. We should get him on.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
We've gotten so close to having winners.
I know. We're up.
I know, 2 for 3s.
That's right.
We got a lot of meatloafs. 2 for 3. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I was going to say, we just brought this up this week about Tony Gwynn. Next month will be 6 years since we lost Tony Gwynn, and we were talking about his son, who we got to know a little bit when he played for the Sounds, Junior, who is now doing sports talk radio out in San Diego and is part of the Padres broadcast. So, yeah, we're just I feel like that's who Robbie was talking about.
Yeah,
when he first brought it up, I kind of felt like he
was
hinting at Tony Gwynn. But anyway, all right, let's go to – let's see, we've gone from Rob to Robbie to now Tim.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a natural, right? That's a natural progression. Rob, Robbie, yeah. Tim. Tim, are you with us?
That's right in there, right?
Yeah, sure. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's go jersey number since Chase is putting some layups out there.
Boy, he is.
Let's hope he keeps it going.
Man, he
smart
is putting,
strategy.
He's giving everybody a Derek Jeter gift basket, so I guess that's why everybody's going to start there.
Well,
that's good
trivia. Let's do this. This individual wore the number 54 for the Magic and the Bulls and wore goggles.
Let's go Horace Grant.
Horace Grant is the answer, and that is correct.
Okay. Oh, I was hoping it wasn't Harvey. I thought
yeah.
Maybe. try to throw me a twin brother curveball there.
Yeah, I was going to say the other one gets kind of lost in the shuffle. Harvey kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. All right, Tim, where do you want to go next?
I guess we'll go Titans, Oilers. I'm not a huge Titans Oilers fan, but I've lived here since they've been here, so maybe I can know a little bit here.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. So you've been here since their existence, since they've been playing in the city, right, since they've been the Titans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I got here in 95 from Pittsburgh, so.
There you go.
I'm one of the old school transplants.
That is outstanding. All right, good to know, because, ironically, this question is going to be centered around the Titans. So, Tim, the top 10 receivers in franchise history, or actually I shouldn't say receivers, receiving yards, okay, the receiving yards regular season records, the top 10 players in Oilers/Titans history, there are, ironically, the first five are all players with the Oilers, obviously because of the way they played back then, their offense. But 6 through 10 for top 10 receiving yards, 6 through 10 were players who played for the Titans, not the Oilers. I ask you to give me one of those five players that was tops in receiving yards in a regular season.
Derek Mason.
Derek Mason. That is a very good guess. Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
And, Tim, that is absolutely correct. He is sixth on the list. Hayward Jeffries is five, and so
yep.
Derek Mason started the list of Titans players. Could you name, if I would have asked you, because I thought about asking you for two, if you would have had to give me two, could you name another one?
Whitecheck would be the only other one.
You nailed it, man. Whitecheck was next on the list, so you were all over this one. Derek Mason, Whitecheck, Nate Washington. Who, ironically,
would have been my third guess. Came from the Steelers.
I was going to say, you should know that one, Tim. And
85.
Delanie Walker and Drew Bennett were the players
wow.
that I were looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, I almost forgot about Drew Bennett.
All right, here we go. The category that is everybody's gotten to this point, but can you knock down the door? Who am I?
Yeah,
Baseball Hall of Famers.
Willie always does a tough one.
Okay. For the win.
All right, Baseball Hall of Famers, who am I? By the way, line up to be the next contestant. 615-737-1025. Who am I? I was drafted after being discovered out of Florida A&M University. I won the Rookie of the Year in the 1977 with the Montreal Expos. And I won the MVP with the Chicago Cubs in 1987. My nickname is The Hawk. Who am I?
Andre Dawson. You didn't even need to give the nickname.
Yeah,
right?
Andre Dawson.
Willie softened up a little on that one, which is good. You nailed it.
Thank you, Willie.
I think that
Bingo.
Was a little...
We have a winner.
Where's the celebratory guitar riff, Chase? Where are you?
Come on, Chase.
Celebration.
That is, you are correct music.
That sounded like a celebration. All right. Yeah, come on. Jump right in there, Chase. You got the timing. The timing's off. We're still working on this. We'll perfect this before.
All right, Tim. Good job. Since you are first to the finish line.
Congratulations.
We're going to put you on hold. You tell Marquise which gift card you want, and congratulations. Have a good weekend.
We love it.
All right.
Finally,
he is on hold. We will take a break. We will step away, come back. Let's load up those lines. One final push here on Friday Trivia. One final push. 615-737-1025. We'll be back next. Many local businesses here in Middle Tennessee are still open and ready to serve you during these uncertain times. Help them out by visiting rocknashville.com. That's rocknashville.com for delivery, pickup options, fitness ideas, virtual entertainment, and much, much more. We got this Nashville. Support our local businesses. Watching right now, the Doosan Bears and the Kia Tigers do battle. Kia has jumped out to the early 1-0 lead here in the first inning. Right now, we've had one winner. We've got a lot of gift cards to give away. chance for you to get a gift card to Party Foul or Payway or Puckett's, but you have to participate. 615-737-1025. It's Friday Trivia. My category is Titans/Oilers. Willie has Who Am I? Baseball Hall of Famers. Chase has NBA jersey numbers. All right. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you are up next. Welcome into Friday Trivia. Where do you want to start?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Let's try the Oilers. I'm a longtime Oiler Titan fan.
Okay. Jeff Fisher was the coach in Houston and here for, it was, I don't know, 16, 17 seasons? I want to know who he replaced. Who preceded Jeff Fisher? If you don't know, I'll give you a multiple choice.
I don't think it's Jerry Glanville, but I will take the multiple choice. I can't remember the dude's name. I'll know it when I hear it.
Okay. Is it A, Bum Phillips? Is it B, Jerry Glanville? Is it C, Jack Pardee?
Oh, I guess it's got to be Glanville.
Jerry Glanville, is that your final answer?
I think so.
Unfortunately, it was Jack Pardee.
I thought he was the coach of the Redskins.
Jack Pardee had been the coach for the Oilers for about four seasons. He's the one who replaced Glanville. So,
oh, I didn't think it was. Well, boys, it was fun. I enjoy the Friday trivia.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, Jack Pardee is who he took over. Remember, he took over for, it wasn't his first game, a Monday night football game? Is that right? Jeff Fisher or no? Did I just make that up?
That is correct.
Yeah. Against the Giants?
Yeah, it was. I remember very well. Against the Giants.
All right. All right. Sometimes the memory comes back.
Just need to jog it a little.
I see,
guys,
what you did there,
our good
Chase.
Friend, a quick side note, guys. I just got an eat your heart out because our buddy Big Al, who called the show last week, he just randomly showed up, delivered lunch to our door. From
Get
Big Al's
out of here. Randomly?
Just a little sidebar. Yeah, I'm pumped up about that.
Nice. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Just
I'm pumped. I can't believe you're still here.
He's a good man.
He's a great. We love
My
Big
mouth
Al.
Is watering.
I don't think I've ever met Big Al, and I need to meet Big Al.
You need to meet Big Al. You need to meet his food.
Yeah,
wow.
I would be down.
So you've got
you
food sitting there from
Chase
Big
and
Al's
Big
Deli
food.
In your house right now.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
My gosh.
Yes. It's around the corner.
Party
but
at
I'm
the
I'm holding Donuts. Out for the last 7 minutes of the show because I want to deliver very good questions.
But who's counting?
And I want to have another winner here.
Yeah, hey,
737-1025. Let's go.
Jared and Floyd need you to stick over for a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
he went silent.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, you are up next on Friday Trivia.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I just left Party Foul downtown. Food was excellent, as a matter of fact. Totally enjoyed it.
You could have used a gift card.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to win one for my next visit. Quick shout out to Chef Bart down there.
All
Love
right.
The food.
Look at Joe with the shout out. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Well, I'm an old product of the 70s, so let's start with Baseball Hall of Fame, see if we can squeeze that one out.
All right, who am I? I played in the College World Series at the University of Michigan. I played 19 years in the big leagues, all with the same team. I won the National League MVP in 1995. And I made the All-Star team at shortstop my final year in the big leagues at age 40 in 2004. Who am I?
Oh, man, that is a tough one. 19 seasons, same team. 95 MVP. Man, I thought it was a Brave because...
National League.
National League. League. What'd you say, National League?
Yep, 19 years in the National League, all with the same team. 1995 MVP, made the All-Star game at age 40.
What about Tony
shortstop.
Quinn? Did he?
Shortstop.
Wouldn't be Tony Quinn. Wouldn't be Tony Quinn then.
University of Michigan.
Oh, what about Ozzie Smith?
Is that what about Ozzie Smith?
What's that?
I said, Willie, what about Ozzie Smith?
Is that the final answer?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just thinking I don't remember him anywhere but with the Cardinals. And for some reason, I always remember him at shortstop. But the way you asked the question, it's like he wasn't always a shortstop. So, oh, man. I just, that no one else is ringing a bell. I'm just thinking, and, you know, 95 seems, oh, no, it wouldn't have been 95 because he played in the 80s. Hold on. No, Ozzie Smith's not my – he would have not played till 04. Hold on. Ozzie Smith is not my final answer. No.
Okay, we do need an answer. If it's not the final answer, you do have the lifeline.
Yeah, give me the lifeline.
He wants the lifeline.
All right. You
Chase.
You have the lifeline. Name this tune.
Get your pick.
Not my day, guys. I got stumped early and stumped often. Mm. Have a great weekend, guys.
Joe?
Love the show.
All right, yeah, Joe. Try again next week.
Was that...
Man, even I knew that song, and I don't even like rock and roll like that.
Is that You Shook Me All Night?
Shook Me All Night Long. AC/DC.
Shook Me All Night Long? That's what I thought. Okay.
Well, for just a second, I thought it was Kiss. I Want to Rock and Roll All Night, but then I made the adjustment in my mind. Did you guys have the Hall of Famer?
I'm honestly, if just full disclosure, I'm multitasking, so I didn't even hear your question.
Let me just say that Ryan Porth, if he's listening, he knew the answer.
Barry Larkin?
Yes, Barry Larkin.
See, I didn't even hear the question. You said Ryan Porth would know, and I said Barry Larkin. It was right. Like, how sad is that?
That's our Porth.
I didn't even hear the question. You said Ryan Porth would know it, and I said Barry Larkin. That should have been your hint, Willie.
Ryan Porth knows the answer.
Yeah. Ryan Porth's wall was full of these posters.
Yes, and they still are. It's not past tense. It's still accurate.
So, because
we got time
Joe,
for one more?
Joe, no, I think we've run out of time. Joe was kind of a throwback, so I'll ask you guys, because we just don't have enough time to do anymore, and we have to get out of here. But I was going to ask him a throwback one. My question was going to be, who has the most career sacks in Titans/Oilers franchise history? And it's far and above, really, anybody else. Do you know who it is?
Ooh. Career
Hall of Famer
is it Elvin Bethea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not even close. 105. Ray Childress is next with 75. The first Titan, Javon Kearse.
Yeah,
Javon Kearse is sixth
Titan,
on that list.
Say Kearse, but
listen to this. Kearse is sixth on the list. You know who is eighth? You probably never would have guessed this. Jarrell Casey.
Really?
How about that? With 46 sacks. All right, that's going to do it for us, guys. It's the mid-80s are calling us. Not like the decade, but the temperatures. That's what we're in store for this whole week. Enjoy the weather. Have a fantastic weekend, but be safe. I want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.